Hi, this is Pete Allen. Welcome to Five Live Drive's Story of the Day. It's the day, of course, that UK airspace finally reopened, allowing hundreds of thousands of passengers stranded by the ash cloud to start making their way home. The move comes after the Civil Aviation Authority relaxed its position after they looked at the scientific evidence from test flights. Transport Secretary Lord Adonis admitted air regulators had been too cautious about reopening UK airspace, but said they needed to fully test the impact of the ash. I was talking to Dr. Colin Brown, Director of Engineering at the Institute of Mechanical Engineers in London, who told me a lot had been learnt over the last week or so.
We certainly have accurate data now because we've had flights flying through this plume of ash over the UK and bringing back data from it. So we've got data that corresponds with the plume as it is today, yeah. And we can therefore say that the plume is safe as it is today.
Right. Is it also fair to say that had we had that information at the beginning, we wouldn't have grounded any aircraft at all? Or was it dangerous once, this plume?
No, it's too much of an extrapolation to say that. We had a way of dealing with volcanic plumes before this one came to us, and that was to avoid them completely.
Yeah.
And now what we're having to do is fly through this one. So we didn't have that data available, and I guess you're right that if for some reason we had have had that data, then we would have been able to come to this conclusion more quickly.
Right. So the difficulty was just gathering the data. The airlines were consistently saying, look, we're flying through this stuff and it's all right. And we were perhaps a bit lax in coming to this conclusion, or do you reject that?
I feel that as because we know volcanic ash can affect aircraft engines, and we've experienced in the past where it does affect them badly, it would not have been correct to just fly through it willy-nilly. We need to collect some data. We need to see whether it has any effect. Delightfully, now it does not have any effect. That's the sensible way to go.
Right. When you say no effect, is it still true that it probably has some impact, that jets which go through this stuff might have to be serviced more regularly, for instance?
That's not the case at the moment. The CAA have asked that everybody who flies through this makes an inspection at the end of each and every flight, and the inspections so far, to my understanding, is showing no damage at all to the engine
that
can fly through it.
Is that a bit remarkable? Because I heard all these people who seem to know what they were talking about saying that the turbines will be clogged up and that things could overheat and it could all be very dramatic, the impact of this.
And I was one of them. it depends on the concentration and the type of ash, and it certainly has been in the case that those things would have happened. So we're in a situation here where this plume is relatively low in density and such that it just blows through the engine. It's not doing any damage.
If we've got another plume from the same part of the world, we'll have to go into it and test it again to decide whether that one was safe.
If it was a very low density, we would not. But if it was of a high density, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. The logic that we followed here is that we've cleared flight up to a certain density of plume. So if we get a fresh explosion that's got lots more of ash coming into the air, we would need to do more tests.
So what's your overall feeling about this, that we've done what we can, that we've been as speedy as we can? Because there are those who feel that perhaps, you know, it could have been achieved a little earlier, this breakthrough.
As an engineer, I think we've followed a proper process. We know that something is dangerous here. It's taken us 6 days, but I don't think that's an unreasonable amount of time when you look at how dangerous this could have been if there had been an incident with an aircraft.